Direct from ABC News, I'm Bob Houck. The top story centers on an announcement by Johnson & Johnson on the future of its over-the-counter medicines in capsule form.
Johnson & Johnson will no longer manufacture or sell any capsule products made directly available to the consumer.
Johnson & Johnson Company Chairman James Burke estimates the decision made in light of the Tylenol tampering will cost the firm about $150 million. In the announcement from the company's headquarters in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Burke said Johnson & Johnson feels it can no longer guarantee the safety of capsules to a degree consistent with responsibility to its consumers. House Speaker Tip O'Neill predicts a trade bill can pass the House and get by the White House this year.
I feel confident in the even election we'll be able to override the president's veto.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dan Rostenkowski takes issue with his fellow Democrat, saying he opposes protectionist legislation.
I just don't think that we can legislate sensibly trade policy on the floor of the House of Representatives. I think that for every action any country takes with respect to restrictive barriers, there's a reaction.
Both Rostenkowski and Speaker O'Neill appeared before the AFL-CIO's Executive Council meeting in Florida. O'Neill also said President Reagan will have to propose new taxes or face deep cuts in defense. The House and Senate budget committees this week will each be considering the new spending plan Mr. Reagan sent Congress earlier this month. A private analysis concludes that some areas of law enforcement could see their finances cut by up to 63% by 1990 under the Graham-Rudman budget balancing law. The study by Management Services Incorporated and the Center for Defense Information says deep cuts will occur even if Congress raises taxes and slashes Pentagon spending. According to the report, cuts of 25 to 50% will be required in most domestic federal programs. Plants owned by five major can companies in the U.S. and Canada have been struck by about 13,000 members of the United Steelworkers Union. A spokesman for Green Giant says it could face a tighter supply of cans for vegetables if the walkout lingers more than 6 weeks. Health researchers in Geneva plan human testing of a contraceptive vaccine. Details from ABC's Lisa Rowland.
30 women have volunteered for this first ever test. The World Health Organization here in Geneva says the trial will last 9 months. The birth control vaccine will first be tested on sterile women to determine safety and to check out possible side effects. At the end of this phase, the vaccine will be tested on fertile women to see how well it performs as a method of birth control. The vaccine's effect is expected to last from 1 to 2 years. If all goes well, WHO believes the vaccine could be available for use by the mid-1990s. Lisa Rowland, ABC News, Geneva.
Forecasters say more rain is on the way for already drenched parts of northern and central California. For the ABC Direction Network, I'm Bob Houck.